Yeah, listening to the discussion, I think that we have already added the most important parts for now. So we have added the accessibility by all types of passengers. On the second issue, multiple international rail services, there I would simplify it a little bit to say in multiple international rail services to other hubs or international destinations, because I think that the hubs is in fact our first focus. And then you can delete these brackets and at least one hub. And then we have added this other important point, the intermodal aspects, where we have extended that to not only short distance but also long distance for all modes. So for me, this is an improvement, and if there are no further comments, I would leave it for this for today, and we may come back shortly to it tomorrow if there are additional thoughts on that. Yeah. Okay. Now we go to the second sentence. So I propose we open the floor for comments on the second sentence, which is saying the minimum service that all... Okay, that's line still. International railway passengers hub can be primary or secondary, depending on level of service offered and as identified by member state. So it means that primary or secondary can have different service levels, and these hubs will be identified by member states. So who would like to comment on that? Poland, you can take the floor. Please take the floor, sorry.